Yo, what's going on? Another episode of Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. We got, of course, Big Homie JoJo.
And period. The fuck?
I thought you were about to say baddest boo dude in the game.
They know that already. They know that.
And of course, you know, tell the people who you is not familiar with you.
You got Carlay in the building.
Big Carlay.
Big Carlay.
Yeah. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm feeling good. How y'all doing?
Amazing. Incredible.
Over it.
Look, I feel that.
I'm tired.
You over the summer? It's too hot?
I'm just over it. But
I get it. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just over
it. It's a
lot of
shit.
Exactly. It is
a combination.
Every damn thing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, well, you know, Big Homie's House, you know, we kick things off with just generic conversation shit that we see on social media, shit we may be going through in personal life. So, JoJo, you got anything on your heart before I go into my spiel first?
Please don't get on to me about what I got on my heart. I got all type shit on my heart. I got so much. You know what? Let's just.
You got a whole bunch of hookah smoke on your heart.
Or vape.
Shout out XLCity.com.
Shout out to XL City, period.
It's good to smoke and get paid for it, huh?
Okay, hello.
Pay me. But you need to put me on. Hold on.
Okay, say less. Yeah,
they'll be happy for that.
Say right, less. Okay, me. Period. And got you, and will do.
So
go ahead.
Oh, no, you ahead.
Nah.
Paper,
nope.
Scissors, rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, nigga.
What you say?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Bitch.
Damn. Ooh. That's crazy.
Got your ass.
Yeah, she got me. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to go first. So I seen this topic on social media, and I had to ask the lady. I'm glad we got two successful young women in the crowd today. So.
Crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the discussion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, ladies, does it turn you off if the nigga is playing, like, video games?
Yep. So stop playing them.
It depends on how long. Like, I don't need you to just, like, you know, drag it out, take too much time, like a few hours on the game.
No, I'm not. He has a regular job. He's successful. Okay. He does what he does, whatever that is.
Hold
but
on.
He plays video games. Like, he's a gamer. Like, when he stops working.
Okay,
he
hold
games.
On. Wait. I would say this. It won't be a problem because there's millionaires, like, that play.
No,
games.
But he just plays it because he's not trying to be no millionaire.
So, there's this guy that I was dating, and right when he got off work, he went straight to the game. Like, he played the game heavily. Yeah,
that's just, like, I don't know if I could deal with that. I need my, like, attention. Like,
so, I can feel the same way, right? I feel the same exact way. And I'm like, yo, get the fuck off the game. Me and him ended up breaking up, okay? Then I end up dating another nigga who never played the game.
Okay.
But he be outside.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm like, fuck. I wish I had that gamer nigga. At least he in the crib.
Yeah, true.
What would you rather have, the outside nigga or the gamer?
The gamer. The gamer.
I want the gamer.
Yeah, but the right game.
Perspective. Okay.
It depends on what games he playing. Fuck you talk about.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing, like, you know, Call of Duty.
No, I'm just talking
Madden,
shit.
Madden, 2K.
But just, like not too much time on the game. I feel like I don't want you to just, like, make it an all-day, drag-it-out thing. Like, I need my attention.
That's how
I
be, though, some days.
You know.
I need my attention, too.
I feel like the balance can be, maybe he do drag it out all day, but he drag it out with you enough, like, 2 days. Like, 2 days with you, a day on the game.
I want us to do something else, though. We might need to get out the house. Like,
yeah, get out the house, whatever you want to do.
I don't.
But then when he in the house, he just got to get on
the game. He on the game. But when he kicking it with you, it's whatever you want to do. You may want to get out the house. You may want to take a trip.
We might have to come up with, an understanding, if that be the case, but... I need attention every day. So I don't want it to be like, so Monday and Tuesday, we going to hang out. We can do whatever you want. But on Wednesday, don't bother me.
Fuck a schedule, huh?
Don't bother me.
Because on Wednesday, you might fuck around and want some attention.
Yeah.
I need attention every day because if not, guess what? I'm going to be on Instagram, thirst trapping, and looking at my DMs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I go.
Should you be thirst trapping while you're in a relationship?
Might as well.
I mean, I feel like I need to thirst trap the nigga I'm with still. Like, I need to keep you wanting this
shit. Exactly.
He see it. You don't gotta post that on
social. Nah, sometimes he don't see it. Sometimes he don't see it.
You gotta keep it spicy.
Nah, see, that's why it's
I posted a video on Instagram and I was talking to a nigga. I posted a video and he'll never, like, I think sometimes guys get so, like, used to being with their girl and them just knowing that they bad. They don't compliment them a lot because it's like, why? You know you bad. You know I think you look good.
Right.
But they don't do it. You know? But then when you post that on Instagram and they be on Instagram minding their business and then boom, there you go. They like, damn, my bitch bad for real.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna make him be like, damn, my bitch bad for real.
Yeah,
then he might
agree.
Yeah, he might say something, he might be like, nah, yeah, that's the
all
one.
Other niggas gassing you up.
I really
in the comments.
They need that's a what y'all reminder,
and nah, that's what y'all be posting this shit for. That's what y'all be posting this shit for. What? We got to keep it a stack.
I mean, what's the saying? She don't do it for the man. Man never notice. You just do it for yourself. You the fucking coldest.
Okay.
Or like, yeah, fucking I do Drake. It for me. Like, I feel like
fucking Drake.
Yeah,
fucking
Drake. Like I feel like sometimes I don't know. You just need a little.
So sometimes,
I
mean, on your ego. Yeah, you need your ego stroke.
So you want your ego. So you want your ego stroke by other niggas while you in a relationship?
No, listen.
No,
listen,
it's
listen.
Just like to know that
you're not understanding.
You just feel good about the situation.
This,
like,
this is what she's
good.
Saying. This is
so
what she's saying.
The mother niggas
shut
don't
up,
matter.
Kodak.
I'm asking the question. The mother niggas
I'm
don't matter.
I'm trying to tell you if okay. You just shut up and listen.
You see how she be dreaming.
Now listen, a girl, it's not like she's doing it to get attention from somebody, but sometimes like she might feel good, she might feel like she look good, mm-hmm. and she want to post it. And of course, sometimes, like, most of the time, it don't even be niggas that be commenting and saying how good you look. It be a lot of women, too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people that, like, fuck with you. Not just women that's trying to smash, you know, but, like, women who actually be like, damn, sis, you know, like, it's just a, it's like it gets you lifted up, get your spirits high. Like, it just make you feel good about yourself.
And I gotta say one thing that's very real. What nigga want a bitch that don't nobody, like, nobody want her? Let's just be real. Like, let's just be...
A lot, though.
Niggas want unfound bitches. Niggas want to be the first to find their bitches.
Okay, yeah. Niggas want to be the first ones to find their bitches, but in the world that we in now, I feel like, come on, like, yeah, they do want that, but at the same time, you want to know that your woman look good, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think there might be
I get what she's, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, keeping her shit, like,
because if don't nobody want your bitch,
yeah, like,
what your bitch got going on?
What's wrong with her? That's what right. I personally want. I don't, like, I mean...
Do you want a man that everybody want?
That's got to be the next question. Like, if you see your nigga ain't getting no bitches.
I mean, somebody that's like, he's like, you know, charismatic, admired, you know. He don't even got to be the finest. I'm not all about looks, but I feel like, you know, he has charisma. With that being said, women do, you know, look at him and be like, oh, I like him, but he has eyes for me only.
Yeah.
I don't want no guy that's just like.
Same.
Yeah.
I want who out here outside like, being a hoe?
No, what I'm saying is. Your nigga step outside and they man bitch checking for him.
So?
I don't want that. I want somebody that's like.
You want somebody that everybody want?
Like, not that everybody want, but I want people to be like, ooh, like.
You got to be a prize. Okay.
Yeah.
Men should be a prize too.
Yeah.
I get like, that. But then sometimes you got to understand that just you being on his arm.
Yeah. Isn't.
And girls don't want him, but just the fact that you on his arm going to make him look.
Lying.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
He got her.
Lying.
No, that's
like,
true.
Like, what did he do? What this nigga got going on to pull
this nigga
girl?
Got something. Bitches is nosy.
What the fuck? Now bitches want
to
know.
I definitely can relate
niggas,
to that.
And niggas want to know. Because niggas like, how the fuck this ugly, fat fucker pull this bad bitch like this?
What you trying to say,
I'm
bro?
Not talking about you, Kodak.
But,
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
You can be fat and funny looking and people still want you. You might have an amazing personality. And when
yeah,
you
if
out,
you got money.
You got all the jokes and bitches looking at you like they like you. Know?
But you
got
to have money. You can't be fat, ugly, and funny and broke. Ain't no bitch gonna fuck with you.
She not talking about me no more.
No. Why every time somebody say fat, you think
you're
talking
you
about
was.
You?
Because you was. You throwing shade. You be throwing shade.
Not
fuck
that
you.
Time. Not,
not
that
time. Exactly. Not that time. So
not
I'm scarred
time,
from
time.
The previous time.
Right. You traumatized. PTSD
but,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So, but you said, like, so if a nigga, like, especially in Atlanta, like, is money necessary when dating in Atlanta? Like, if you're a dude?
Yep.
Like, how big? Like, where does it rank?
Yeah. It's
one.
A big deal.
One?
Yeah.
You think it's one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say, like, mainly because a lot of the times, like, it just is what it is. A lot of dudes don't really have much to offer. Like, they don't. A lot of times they don't know how to have a conversation. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to show that they care about you besides just buying shit. You know,
right.
You can show that you care about somebody without just buying me bags and clothes and
I
shit
agree.
Like that. I appreciate it. Thank you. But that's not how you need to show your love for me. And that's like a lot of times men don't know how to do that. So they do it with money. So us knowing that, we just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Where your money at?
Well, a lot of times.
That is true.
I agree. It stems from like maybe this woman may not be used to shit. So maybe she is going to be impressed by a nigga taking her on trips and giving her bags.
Yeah.
And just giving her money.
But if she's But if she's getting it, like, all the time, frequently, you know, maybe from him or from him, eventually that shit going to get old.
You're right.
You know?
I feel like some people, like, base What is the thing, the acts of love or the...
It is acts of love.
It's acts like of some love. People was like, you talking about the love? What's your love language?
Love language.
That's what it is. Some people feel like giving gifts is like, oh, they love me, you know? So I feel like it depends on whatever your language is.
That's true. Because gifts, acts of affirmation.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation.
Shit like that.
Touching.
Physical touch.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. I have sat down and did my love language.
What's your love language?
So I'm mostly.
Like a quiz.
You got to take a test and they tell you. I can't think of like what's the title of it, but basically like if you helping me do something without me asking you to do it.
Yeah.
And then it was like a little percentage of like gifts. It was like 13%.
Mine was gifts, like, and then it was like half and half. Mine was gifts and
words of affirmation. Yeah.
Which I'm like, damn.
That's important.
That mean you can just run game on me real easy. Right. I was like, I don't like that. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
So. I think that just, you know, words of affirmation only matter from people that you're really interested in, right?
Exactly.
Because imagine, like, if a nigga, like, you not interested in, but this motherfucker texts your phone every morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Yeah. Grand rising.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off my shit.
Please don't. I'm not gonna respond. If you say Grand Rising is over with,
I'm about to block you.
No, for real.
No, for real.
I'm sorry.
Why do we hate that shit so much?
Because it's stupid.
Y'all so real that it's like,
I cannot stand that shit.
A nigga hit your line with Grand Rising.
I'm gonna be like,
block.
What the fuck type nigga are you? Block. That's the first thing I'm gonna think. Who are
delete contact?
What kind of nigga are you? I'm gonna be so throwed off.
Delete thread, block.
Grand Rising.
I had somebody. Somebody called me. They was like, I was like, hello. They was like, Grand Rising Queen. I said, good morning. Good morning. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and bash, you know, the people who say Grand Rising because
Fuck them folks.
I'm gonna explain why, because people say that off of other things that they are into.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's crystals and saging and whatever the case may be, they just on some other shit that we ain't on. Like, our third eye ain't open.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? So we can't really just, because maybe we just don't understand. But me personally, please don't say Grand Rising to me. Thank you.
I'm going to text you in the morning and say Grand Rising Queen.
Hell nah.
Please don't. Okay, so I got a question. I actually asked Kodak this yesterday. Okay, so if you are involved in a relationship and you guys are intimate with each other, most of the time when you're in a relationship and you're having sex, you're not using protection, right?
If you're in a relationship, right?
So does it necessarily mean that if you find condoms that your significant other is cheating? Is that cheating? It's a brand new box. It ain't open. Or you either, like you, maybe you found your girl, she has some condoms, it's a box, it's not open. Mm. Is that cheating?
I feel like
hell yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're definitely
you're up cheating. To something. You're cheating.
But then it's like they come with them my homies or some shit like
that.
Niggas ain't like, carrying their homies' condoms
cheating.
No more.
Who carrying your homies' condoms? That's the most.
No, you're cheating. You're cheating.
What? That's the point of having your own condoms. You carry your own condoms.
I've heard that.
That's like
before.
A toothbrush. You know what I'm saying?
And I was convinced. Like, he put the game on me real strong and hard.
Them not mine.
I'm like, damn.
You know, that kind of happened to me, though. And I kind of feel real I don't know. I feel really slow about it. Like, I'm really fucked up in the head. I'm about to tell you why. Because one day I went through his shit and I found condoms, right? In this certain location. Mm-hmm. And I could have sworn I emptied that bitch out. Because, like, if you find condoms, you're going to try to find, see if you can find something else, right? Like, you're going to be like, oh, hell no. Yeah, what else is up in this bitch?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I threw those condoms out. And then maybe like a month later, God told me to look in that same place.
They was back.
And it was another condom, a loose condom in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I started thinking like, did I clean this bitch out?
Oh.
Am I tripping? So I asked him, I'm like, so you got more condoms? He like, what? I'm old. I'm like, are they?
Now you fucking with my psyche.
Now I'm mad as fuck because I don't remember. Did I take all the condoms out or did I not take all the condoms out?
Remember that?
I'm gonna go with you took them
you
out.
You took them out,
back.
Right? Okay,
that's me.
Yeah,
that's
nigga, fuck
go.
You, I'm, fuck yeah. You, nigga. I knew that shit.
You remember
you cheating if you got condoms?
Remember that word I told you about gaslighting? That's Gaslighting.
That's gaslighting. Gaslighting is when you make somebody feel stupid.
Crazy, stupid.
Try to make them seem like they crazy. You know, good damn well they're not crazy.
What's wrong with you? You know you ain't cleaned my bag out the last time. And you like, but I did. But I did.
So is gaslighting toxic?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
The thing is, though, I feel like it happens so much today that it's like people don't even notice it. You know? Like, some people don't even know when they like somebody's gaslighting them. Because
I never
everybody's like doing it. I feel like sometimes we don't even know if we gaslighting somebody.
I think that that shit is horrible because that messes with somebody's mental. And there's so much stuff that's going on right now in the world when it comes to relationships. It's just men being mad at women or women being mad at men over like relationships. Yeah. And that shit is crazy. And I really think like people be driving people crazy. That gaslighting shit.
No, they do.
Like you try to make it seem like a motherfucker crazy knowing they ain't crazy. Mm-hmm. They gonna drive themselves crazy because of that shit.
My mom be gaslighting me.
Boy.
I'm dead ass.
Dude, what she be doing?
I say she did some, and then she be like, well, tell me when I did it. Like, I'm supposed to remember every scenario when
my
you did. I don't be writing that shit down.
Yeah, my mama do that
I just know you did this shit before.
I know you said, you did say this. I'm like, I know I did not. Listen. Ooh, I had gone to a real bad with my mama one time. She tried to tell me some shit I said. I know good damn well I said. She had a whole conversation with somebody else.
It was a different person?
It wasn't with me. She tried to tell me that we had a conversation. I'm like, Mom, we ain't talk about that.
No, now what I do is I be like, you're gaslighting me. People be like, this bitch, Trevor.
No.
Are you gaslighting me? Like,
I had somebody tell me that for the first time.
You're mental from people because.
And I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
I told her what it meant.
Yeah, I was like, what this mean? What he talking about?
It comes from like an old ass play. Like the nigga was changing the gaslight in the crib and he was telling his wife, like, his wife saw it changing, but he was telling her she was wrong.
To make her go crazy.
And then, I gotta watch this play.
And then
it might be black and white.
And
it's
then
the
he put her
fuck.
in an insane asylum. Because she was going crazy.
Yeah.
But he made her go crazy.
Niggas ain't been historically. Movies was in black and white.
Right.
Niggas ain't been shit.
This shit is
that's
just
cold,
ridiculous.
Right there.
I feel like that's how it be.
You definitely have to protect your mental health today. Like, it's important. I feel like I don't want to deal with nothing that's like toxic or any type of like, I'll get a little bit of like of a hint, you a narcissist a little bit. I have to protect my peace.
You have to. At all times. So what do you do to protect your peace or like when you need a mental break? Like what is it that you do?
I feel like sometimes like I'll read certain books. Like I got this app called Headway and I don't be like sometimes I don't like reading the whole book, but it break it down. So I just like read.
I don't like reading either.
No. Like so it'll just break the book down. But I've been reading this book called Outwitting the Devil.
Okay.
And it's like that'll just give me peace because it like helped me just to like recenter myself, stuff like that. And then sometimes like shit, I'm going out, having a drink,
with
my friends, being in the studio for real, like and writing music, give me a lot of peace too. Like I just gotta like let it out sometimes.
Go ahead.
I saw a tweet that you had put out like yesterday. I think that you said you think everybody should do music. What? Oh. What inspired this, and do you really think everybody should do music?
I think like most people should try it. Uh-huh. Like not everybody in the world, like every single person. I was just saying like I feel like if you got something on your heart and you want to talk about it, I feel like you should because you don't got to do it seriously. Like I'm finna drop a mixtape, but you should at least try to write or maybe just sit in your room and like, you know, release what it is like you're holding in. I feel like it's good therapy.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot of people who do music, they say the same thing. They're like, this is really my therapy. So I feel like, you know, I feel like we need something that's kind of like innovative and fun to do to be our therapy because people ain't getting up going to therapy for real. Like a lot of, like a lot of, you know, younger people, they don't want to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some form of therapy. And then you say, read a book. I ain't reading no book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I said it. I feel like, you know, like we need to find more ways for people to do things that are therapeutic.
Express themselves
in
a positive way.
Exactly, you know?
I feel that. I actually just got in the booth maybe like a week ago.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I did. I went and I freestyled and this shit was hard. This shit was hard.
I would
but
love to hear it.
What's hard for me though to do is I have a lot of trauma, a lot of PTSD, a lot of things that I put away that I haven't opened and I don't want to open it.
Yeah.
And I just like to keep that where it's at because there's a lot of things that happen to me that I don't even remember happened to me because I don't even think about it.
Right.
So it's like I feel like if I was to go and do music, that'd be too much for me to handle.
Right.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's a form of therapy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so and like that's probably something that I need, like mm-hmm. therapy. Like I can't just be walking around here like, oh, yeah. I got all this baggage. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, though, eventually you have to open it. It's kind of like a Coke can. You feel me? Like somebody could come by and shake some shit up. Mm-hmm. And you're not even the motherfucker that shut the shit up, but you're the person that has to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. You feel I agree. Me?
I agree.
I'm similar in that way too. Like I'm just like you, and I feel like it's a time you gotta address it. But that's what I'm learning now. Like I'm trying to creatively find ways where I could put in my music. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people, like more people, are gonna relate to me because of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know. You might help somebody like who dealing with the same problems.
Facts.
You know.
Yeah. So. That's why, like, when we cut these mics on, we try to be as real and transparent and relatable as possible, you know, because this,
somebody
even this, what we
shit.
Doing, this is a form of therapy. Like,
it's definitely my therapy.
You know what I'm saying? We come up here, we talk our shit, we say what we say, people say whatever, and we can release that.
Right.
You know, and that's also another thing that we, one reason why I wanted to do radio, television, XYZ is because I wanted to be something for somebody else. I wanted to be someone that they could look up to. They could be they can relate to me, you know. Like, and that's my way of like giving back by just me being open and someone being like, "Dang, you know, I can actually do that." Or, "Dang, that happened to me." Like, "Oh, you went through it. You got through it. How was
right.
that?" So this is my, you know, form of therapy.
Yeah,
that's like being completely just open and raw
yeah.
to everybody.
Yeah.
That's yeah. So that's why I said it, because I feel like people need, like, a lot of young people at that, like, they need some type of therapy. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll like look at like niggas, I'll be like, "You need therapy
for
like,
sure."
I ain't going to therapy. I'm like, so what do you do to release, or do you talk to anybody? Like a lot of
bus.
Men hold things in.
They
like,
don't release. That's the problem.
Yeah,
they don't
you know.
Release.
So I just like sometimes I sit and I'm like, okay, what could I do? Like, far as what do I want? Like one of my missions to be, you know, when I'm going to higher places, I feel like, you know, it was just on my heart to say that, like, damn, y'all, we need some type of therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, even if, you know, like you said, this is yours. Like, just something that's therapy.
Find something that you
yeah,
that
like,
you
yeah.
can.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So what question you had?
Well, she was talking about when she was telling people like she thought that therapy was a good way. No. That she thought like getting in the booth for making music was a good way for therapy. So I was gonna ask. So like, when did you decide that you wanted to get in the booth? Like, what was it that was like, you know what, let's do it?
It was, so I was going through like relationship issues, and I made like a song. I was like, shit, I want to make a song too, talking about how, you know, what my significant other at the time was talking about. So I went in the booth kind of like just joking around, like, yeah, the niggas on me, I'm in a relationship, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Thug and Future had I'm in a relationship with all these bitches. Yeah, let me just be real.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna make me one a song. I'm about to make the girl mix. And I did it, and like a lot of people, like, well, they like fuck with it off of me going, you know, I mean, from me putting it up on live and stuff. And I was shocked. I was like, damn. So from there, I just kept going. But it was kind of like a joke at first.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know.
Is it so? It rapping. Is you being in the booth?
Yeah.
Is that a therapy for you?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
And like writing in general, like I feel like just talking about stuff or even popping my shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
okay.
sometimes I want to like floss, talk about, you know, my cars, the lifestyle, or the lifestyle that I want to live or get to. You know, I feel like it's like a release.
Yeah. Do you think that it's do you think like rapping is a form of art? Do you think that anytime somebody raps, they gotta get in the booth and say what they've been through or what they going through? Or do you think like if they wanna be creative and talk about something they never
I think it's about creativity.
Okay.
You know, storytelling yeah. at that, like, and you can put your own shit in there too. Either
yeah.
way, I just think it's about the art, like, and just coming up, like, just being creative.
So would you judge somebody who ain't been through not shit, but they in the booth talking about, "I've been through the struggle and I came up to the top"? Like,
yeah.
Would you look at them funny for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I would.
Why? Because you think they be
false.
Lodging?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, with the struggles I've had, I feel like somebody who just kind of always had it easy.
Don't be trying to use what I went through as a way to get your money.
Actually, wait. I'm a renege on what I said. Okay. Because everybody's struggle is different to them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take that back. So I can't take your struggle away from you because it's different from my struggle.
Yeah.
No. So, I get what you're saying. I'm saying that they just made that shit all the way up.
Oh, okay.
Like these.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, yeah. No, like, I can't respect
we know that. Good damn well you went to private school and you talking about something. I was eating on the float. Like, yeah. You was not eating on the float. Cool. You wasn't eating on the float, bro.
Okay, I feel like the best example of that would be Drake saying he started from the bottom. Drake's bottom wasn't everybody else's bottom, but he still started from the bottom.
Well, he probably started from the bottom, but at a very young age.
But at a very high bottom.
Like you don't know what he went through before he got on Degrassi.
Like, sometimes you don't know, like, where, because... What if his bottom was like, it was more of a, it could have been a mental thing. He might have been somewhere where he was in a dark place.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Like, yeah.
And then he been all these different places. His daddy from Memphis, like, no. I know good and damn well that nigga went through some. I know he went through some. Like, look at his daddy now. Exactly. Like, his daddy a whole damn pimp. He looked like it. He ain't want, Drake probably seen some shit, went through some shit. Probably seen some shit through so with his mama and all type shit. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's why I was saying too, like, you know, you never know what somebody's struggle is. You got rich kids who say they struggling because they in a bad place.
Mentally. Yeah. You know? And that's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'd be people that have, like, a nice home, mom and dad, like, big house, beautiful, whatever, but mom and dad might be fighting every day, screaming and yelling at each other, like, I fucking hate you. Yeah. You know, and they in the room like, oh, my God. Like,
crazy voice.
Like, I watch too many movies. I watch too many movies. But, yeah, you know, the kids in there are like, oh, my God, like, I just wish they'll stop.
What would you do if your son was at home crying? Okay. that song was wild in the 2000s.
Because you're like, wait a minute.
In the video,
God damn.
Was like, crazy.
What would you do? Get up off my feet, stop making tired excuses.
Another one though that was crazy was fucking Runaway Love.
Oh my God, that's the saddest song ever.
That was so sad.
Y'all, that was crazy.
Little niece is only 9 years old. Oh my She's trying God. To figure out why the world's so cold.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
Yo, Ludacris, relax.
Hey, but that's that story.
It's real shit. It's real shit.
And people could relate to that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure they went through it or heard some people tell a story about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, let's get into the Big Homies Kitchen. Talk about, you know, this new music and everything that's going on with you. So, how are you doing? How are you? You know, we talk about mental health space. How are you holding up?
I'm doing good. I mean, honestly, I've been tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got jet lag. I was in Italy for a little bit. So, but other than that, like, I don't know. I've been grinding.
Uh-huh.
I find, like, peace just in staying busy.
Yeah. Okay, so about
and
this,
I know it sounds crazy because some people be like, "What are you?"
No,
doing?
That
like,
makes perfect sense. You know, because your brain don't have time to process any other extra shit.
Yeah, and then on the days where I need to disconnect, I will. Mm-hmm. You know,
so you just hop off social media.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Got to. Or social just, media
like,
is the devil.
I'll be like a couch potato, like watch movies or.
You're in the horror movies.
I hate horror movies.
Yeah, not
why
really
is it just me
lately? Like, I haven't been wanting to watch horror movies
because it's like. When you trying to get your energy right and so many other different types of energies are around you, you don't want to just put more negative energy around you for no reason. Like, you're inviting that in. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I have, like, nightmares and stuff.
I do, too.
I don't be trying
I'm scared of the dark. I don't sleep in the dark.
Like, by myself, yeah.
I don't. Hell no. That TV be on all the time, every time.
I be in the dark.
Shit.
Like, at home by myself in the room with all the lights off? No.
That's
I
creepy.
I could not.
That's like, weird. Like, if you do that, you're a serial killer.
Yeah, like, why would you do that?
If you can sleep like that, you're a serial killer.
Like,
exactly. Crazy ass
I'm a person that be in the shower with my eyes closed, and I think I'm like this, peeking with soap in my eyes.
But
like,
see, exactly. Yeah. And okay. I, like, when you brush your teeth and you look up, that's why I don't watch scary movies. Because I don't even have that. When I was younger, I had that fear. But now I could get in the shower, and I don't even have no fear. Because it's like, ain't shit finna get me. I ain't seen shit got me in a minute. I don't even know what scary movie talking about these days.
I don't even know what the monsters look like. So I have my laptop on, like, a little desk in my room, right? I'm in the shower, taking a shower. Next thing I know, I hear some boom. Mind you, I'm by myself at the crib.
Yeah, you watch too many damn.
It sounded like the shit came from the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no.
So I'm like, oh, shit, it's over with. I'm naked. They about to get my ass. I'm done. So I go to the living room, wet as hell, can't see shit. fuck it, man. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. I go back, sit in my room.
So you the nigga that go towards the noise.
Fuck it. I'd rather you. Look, I'm about to. My naked ass about to surprise you.
You be sitting in the movie theater talking about some. Well, don't take your ass in there. And then real life, you taking your ass in there. Right. Okay, you went in there. What the fuck was waiting for you, Kodak?
It wasn't nothing in the living room, but I go sit in my room. I see my laptop has flipped over. It's on the floor. But it was so close to the edge. I'm thinking, okay, it should just drug off.
How? Okay, yeah, see.
I don't know.
I would have been. Scared. Yeah.
I still think, I don't know. If it's a ghost or some shit, if it's a spirit or some shit, I don't know. Whatever. But new music. So what can we expect? What are we working on? What we got coming?
I mean, I just dropped my first mixtape project, Body of Work, 16 songs called Enter.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so that's I'm working that right now.
Okay.
I already got my next project done.
Let's get you it. Work. That's why she said she was tired.
I already got it done. So, I mean, now I just like been writing.
And okay.
Taking like personal time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been in the studio that much. Like my main goal was like, let me get this body workout. And I did that. So now I'm kind of getting into other things like
acting.
Business stuff. Mm-hmm. Investments, acting, just other things like I want to do.
Well, that's what's up. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm still working
in
music, of course. But, you know.
Carly going to pop up in P-Valley.
Okay, hello. So drop your Instagram, you know, for everybody who may not follow you on the gram.
Okay. My Instagram is okcarlae, okaykarlae.
And period.
Go follow your girl and check out Enter. Let me know what y'all think.
For sure. Okay, well, Carlay kicked it with the homies. It's official. Big homie Carlay.
I appreciate biggest. Y'all.
You got to say you got to say it real powerful. Big.
Big.
Big Carlay.
Big Carlay.
For sure.
Yeah, my voice can't get that deep.
I appreciate y'all.
For sure.
Appreciate
for sure.
you. Okay, cool. Well, that is another episode of the Big Homie's House, and the homies is
great
out. Gone.
Boo.